Well, let me say hello to you. Yes, this is our last Friday Morning Men's Fellowship of 2017. And so let me be the first to maybe to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, because I won't see you again until 2018. 25 years ago, 1992, you guys will remember that Hurricane Andrew came roaring up through the Caribbean and slamming into the shores of South Florida. And if you remember the TV reports, the devastation was just incredible. You know, it looked like a war zone with the houses just blown down and piles of rubble everywhere. And one of the beaches in South Florida in Dade County was a little bit different. All the houses were blown down except for one. And everybody was amazed at the fact that this house withstood this Category 5 hurricane. And so, of course, the news reporters had to run out there and ask this guy who owned this home why his house had remained standing when all others had been toppled. And here's what he said to them. He said, "I knew that I live in an area that's prone to strong winds. I knew eventually a hurricane was going to come through this area. And so I determined that if I was going to live on the beach, I was going to build a home that was made to last." And so they said, "How did you do it?" He said, "Well, it was simple. I went down to the office and I got the building code for houses that are built on the beach in Florida, and I followed them. And so he said, when they said build a strong foundation, I built a strong foundation, and actually I beefed it up, stronger than what they said to do. When they said to use 2x6s for my trusses, I used 2x6s. I didn't cut corners. He said, when they said to anchor my roof all the way down to my foundation so my roof wouldn't blow off, house wouldn't blow away, I did those things. And so, in the end," he said, "my house remains standing because I followed the plan. I followed the plan." And so, men, there's a lesson in that for us. You know, it almost sounds biblical, doesn't it? It almost sounds biblical, and it kind of is biblical. You know, you'll remember this proverb. Listen, "By wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it's established." It's true, isn't it? It's true of building a house, it's true of building a home, and it's also true of building your life. So this morning, we have come to the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount. This is the climax of 24 weeks that we've been in the Sermon on the Mount. And so if you remember, Jesus is talking to these people on the hillside, and he's saying some things to them that are truth. It's wisdom. It's things he knows that they need to know. He's told them about the attitudes that they must have in their heart if they want to be in the kingdom of God. He's told them about the way they should worship, proper worship, the way he wants to be worshiped. And he's told them about how to treat one another. And then he begins to give these people on that hillside and people throughout all time an opportunity to make a choice. And so today we've arrived at this end of the Sermon on the Mount, and we're going to examine the final choice that Jesus gives to us. And in this, he compares and contrasts two types of builders: a builder who is wise and a builder who is foolish. A builder who builds his home to last, his life to last, or one who builds his life that is destined for destruction. And so we see the first parable here, the first parable in the ending of the Sermon on the Mount. And in it, Jesus is emphasizing the strong foundation, the proper foundation, the foundation you will want to build your life on. It's probably no coincidence that the metaphor that he uses is of building a home, isn't it? Certainly, he was a carpenter, he was a builder. You know, and he knew the difference between a home that had a strong foundation and a house that was built in a shoddy way. And so he uses the metaphor of building to help us understand the difference between a solid house and a shoddy house. And so we're going to look at this parable, and we'll reduce it down to the lowest common denominator, maybe at the beginning. It's an analogy, isn't it, men? It's an analogy for building a life, for building your life, your wife's life, your children's life, a life that's built to last. So the point is this: we are building a life. We are building a life. And the foundation that we choose to build upon is the most important feature of your life. So turn with me this morning to Matthew chapter 7. We're going to look at this last portion of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, men. Follow along as I read. "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house. And yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house. And it fell, and great was its fall. Great was its fall. Two kinds of builders, men. You know, you look at the beginning of this passage, you know, there's two words that stick out in my mind. Therefore and everyone. Therefore and everyone. So right from the beginning, he's telling us what he is talking about. Therefore refers back to what he's been talking about, right? We've been 24 weeks in the Sermon on the Mount. He's reminding us of everything that he has been saying in the Sermon on the Mount. Go back and think about the things I've said before. And then he identifies his audience for us. You know, when I think about the word everyone, typically it means everyone, right? Everyone. Everyone that was on the hillside there, but everyone throughout all time is included in this talk. And so he begins to explain this thing to us. Fascinating. Everyone who hears. You know, the first thing that you think about is the fact that if you want truth, you've got to go looking for it. You've got to search for truth. You have to hear his truth. And so he's saying, men who are wise, they seek out the truth. They go find the truth. They put themselves in places where truth is taught. And so this morning, what I have to do is commend you men. I'm going to commend you because you're here. You're here at Friday Morning Men's Fellowship, and you're here for a reason. You're here because you know that truth is taught here. You know that this is the place where you can gain wisdom. You know that this is the place where you can build your life on a solid foundation that will last. And so I commend you for being here. And then I say, invite your friends. They want to hear too, don't they? They need to know as well. So first we listen. Or first we hear, and then we must listen, right? You know, when you hear, sometimes you're not listening. I remember my teenage boys. You know, if you have teenage boys, this will resonate with you. I would say something to my teenage boys. I'd say, boys, I want you to feed and water the cattle this morning because I'm going to leave early and I'm not going to be able to do it. And so I'd look at them, and I'd say, boys, did you hear me? And they say, yeah, Dad, we heard you. All right, good. So I get home later on, you know, and they were only watered but not fed. So here's what I knew. They heard me, but they were not listening because they didn't act on what I asked them to do. They didn't do it properly. And so there's a difference, isn't it? So Jesus is saying to us, you know, don't be that way. There's a difference between hearing and listening. You're not going to do what I want you to do properly. You won't act on it properly unless you're truly listening to what I have to say to you. And so how do we listen? We pray. We ask the Holy Spirit to talk to us, to direct our lives. And then we know that we're truly listening so we can act on it. And that's the next thing he says, right? You hear my words and then you act. Life is full of people who don't act. They make choices in their life and they don't act on it. You know, James said that to us. James said in chapter 1, verse 22, but prove yourselves doers of the word and not just hearers of the word who delude themselves. Right? There are people in this world who hear, but they don't really hear, and they don't really do, and they think that maybe they're a follower of Jesus Christ, but they're not really a follower of Jesus Christ. And we go back to what Daniel said last week in his talk. Jesus will say to these people in the end, I never knew you. I never knew you. Because they weren't truly listening. They weren't truly acting. And they weren't truly acting. They weren't obeying the things that God has asked them to do. But I know some of you in this room. I know some of you men in this room. I know that some of you are truly committed to listening. I know you're committed to acting. I know you're committed to obeying what Jesus asked us to do. And here's how I know. Some of you guys in this room, even though your marriage is a mess, and you've told me your marriage is a mess, you're staying committed to that wife, and you're staying committed to that marriage because you know it's the right thing to do. You're acting on God's words. Some of you in this room have told me that your finances they're so tight, you're not sure if you're going to make it next year because you didn't get the deal this year that you thought you were going to get. And you feel this temptation not to give to God, not to give to his work, but you do it anyways because you know it's the right thing to do and you act in faith. Some of you are in that situation, aren't you? You know, and some of you, and all of us, we live in this impure world that's drawn to immorality. It glorifies immorality. Just look around. But you resist it every single day because you want to be close to God and you know it's the right thing to do. You abstain from immorality. And then others in this room, you've told me this. You have challenges with your kids. Your kids are a mess. Your kids are out of control. And they defy you at every turn. And yet, you continue to love them and you persevere and you pray with them and you share God's word with them, trying to build a foundation in their life that will last for years. See, men, that is hearing God's word and that is acting on God's word. That's building a foundation in your life and in their life that will last, isn't it, men? Well, Jesus doesn't stop there. Here's what he says next. Listen to this. Follow along in your Bible if you want. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house. Let's read it differently. And the rains will fall on your house and the floods will come against your house and the wind will blow against your house and it will slam against your house. See, no one is exempt. Even though you're a follower of Jesus Christ and you're building your house on the right foundation, your house is going to experience storms at some times. Jesus is clear about that, isn't he? He just pulls no punches here. He's really honest with us. It's going to come. But, he says, if you build on that solid foundation, the solid foundation of my word, because he says if you build on these words of mine, your house will remain strong. You might lose some shingles maybe, you know, you might have a window blown out, but your house will not be swept away. It will remain steadfast, it will remain strong. And that's what we want. Storms will come, we'll be ready for them, men, because we build our home on these words of mine. But, men, there's another choice, isn't there? God gives two choices always. Second choice, verse 26. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain is going to fall on his house also, and it's going to flood, and the winds are going to blow, and it's going to slam against that house also. And what's going to happen, men? It's going to fall. It's not only going to fall, but the fall is going to be great. Eternal consequences and temporal consequences. Jesus says, you know what? If you choose to ignore me, you neglect my warnings, you do it at your own peril. Because there are consequences for not building your house on these words of mine. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he was telling me about a tradition that his family has at Thanksgiving every single year. He said, Thanksgiving, my dad sits down with me and talks to me about the things that should be the most important in my life, the things I should be building my life on, the things I should be building the life of my family on. And he said, my dad is 74 years old, and still he sits me down every single year at Thanksgiving and talks to me. And I said in my heart, I wish I'd had that. I wish I'd had a father who did that with me, who sat me down and talked to me about the Word of God. I wish I had built my life on a foundation, a strong foundation early on, but my dad died when I was 3 and I never had that opportunity. And so I'm thinking about men who had that experience and what a tremendous gift that is. And so, men, this is what I want to say to you this morning in conclusion. We are saying, you know, goodbye to 2017, you know, or we got an exit strategy for it, and now we're looking forward to 2018. I want each of you to do what I'm going to do. I want you to take the time in your life to sit down with your wife, sit down with your sons, sit down with your children. Evaluate the foundation of your life, your family's life, their life. Evaluate it, men. See how it matches up to these words of mine that Jesus said we must build our lives on to have a lasting foundation, building a home that will last. Take time to talk to them, men. Set aside that extra time. And I know, and you know, that if you do that and you help them to build their life on what Jesus says, these words of mine, then you will be building for them and for yourselves a home that is built to last. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Let's pray, amen. Father, we thank you so much for giving us these words, Jesus' words, that are the foundation, the core principles that we need to follow to be the husband, father, leader that we need to be. Father, I pray that this season of transition from one year to the next, when we look at our goals and evaluate our lives, that we will take the time to evaluate the foundation of our life, the very principles that we use to build our life upon, because that foundation, is, as you have said, is the most important feature of your entire life. So, Father, we thank you for this teaching. We thank you for this time that you've given us to go through the Sermon on the Mount. We thank you for the lessons that you have taught to each of us, and we praise you for it. Father, we look forward. We look forward to what you're going to do in our lives here at Friday Morning Men's Fellowship next year and in the years to come. And we pray this in your Son's name, Jesus our Christ. Amen. 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 Well, have a good time at your tables this morning, man.